fresh oil from heaven.
Welcome to Ed Dufresne Ministries, reaching the world through God's love and His power. Experience fresh oil from heaven as we enter a service already in progress.
Now, I will rehearse a little bit what was said Friday night for you that weren't here. You can get the tape at the tape table, and you need to get that for you to get all of it, what God is saying. Could possibly be that that a book could come out of this. So pull on me. Pray in the Spirit as I'm speaking and so forth, that revelation will flow. Now, Friday night we talked about the character of the prophet. What are his tape? How can you tell if you're a prophet or not? And we talked about the character of a prophet. He's a man of revelation. Everybody say he's a man of revelation. See, an evangelist and a pastor are concerned especially with the people. An evangelist and pastors. If an evangelist is not concerned about people, he's not a true evangelist. A lot of people are called evangelists, but they're really exhorters. A lot of people that, you know, travel around and they sing music and so forth like that and sing, they say, well, they're evangelists. No, they're in the ministry of helps, the ministry of a psalmist or so forth, ministry of helps, and they are set in the church. You see, they're not evangelists. An evangelist is the one that has miracle signs and wonders following his ministry, and he's also a soul winner. And a pastor are concerned especially. If a pastor is not concerned about people, he's not a true shepherd. Teachers are concerned with the Scriptures. Teachers are very important. They're to teach us out of the Word of God. If teachers are not careful, they can lead the body of Christ in a wrong direction because they don't teach right. So we need to pray that the teachers will teach right. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And of course, there's the apostle, and he's a sent one from God with a special message to so forth like that. But resident in a prophet is the counsel of God. Everybody say the counsel of God. And he has the heart of God and the pulse of God. And we read that out of Jeremiah 23:16-18. And we read that Friday night. And here it distinguished the true from the false. A true prophet will hear from God and get the counsel of God, spend time in prayer, hear the voice of the Lord, and then go out and deliver it. If it's popular or not. A false prophet is one that will put vanity in you, will puff you up all the time. There's a difference between good exhortation and then puffing people up. Are you listening to me? You know, just putting vanity, oh, you're great, and you're this, and you're that, and you're all the time. Now, that's all right to be exhorted and everything, but nobody's great but the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? And a lot of people, I call them hireling prophets. You know, I go into churches and they say, well, this is the church prophet or the resident prophet or the residue prophet, whatever you want to call him. And they just elect somebody because he prophesies, you know, because they want to go along with what the Bible says and God said in the church. Now, notice they said that God said in the church and not man. So everybody's going to go ahead and set the apostle and they'll say, well, this is the apostle and this is the prophet. And they all sit up there like a bunch of dead logs. And they point at a prophet and say, now prophesy. Now, that is not a true prophet. That is a hireling. God puts them in the church. Are you listening to me? And we'll get into that later. So the prophets are friends of God. In Amos 3:11 and Exodus 33:11, you'll find out that prophets are the friends of God, and we'll preach more on that. Prophets are men of demonstrations. These men often because they demonstrate, it makes them act strange sometimes. Many times they physically display their messages. Now, a lot of people say that when anointing hits me, sometimes I act strange. You notice sometimes I jerk at different things. And they say, well, he's strange. He's different. But they do. Prophets are different. Everybody say that. Prophets are different. And we'll explain as we go along in the teaching why they act strange. The prophets are men of confrontations by nature. Nephi said, thou art the man. Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, John the Baptist said to Herod's wife. Well, that don't get you very popular when you start confronting people's wives. And, you know, she was living in adultery. And the prophets are saddened by what grieves God. Many times they act depressed, or they act sometimes saddened. Grieved is a better word. And if they're not careful, the prophet of God that sat by the brook, because that woman full of the devil ran him out of town, and he was very depressed. If you're not careful, a prophet can become depressed. They need to divide the difference between what is grieving and what's saddened by God. Are you listening to me? That's why we're to pray for prophets of God. The night that Brother Hagin was here Thursday night, they have said that that cloud that seemed to be over him for the last year or so lifted the night that he was here, and he made a complete different direction. Well, when the prophets are making turns and they're proceeding into the things of the Spirit, and we'll get into that today's teaching, praise God, that means the body of Christ is going that way. When the leaders start doing that, means the body are going. Glory to God. Okay. Prophets are men of intercession. Sometimes they'll go into deep intercession. He not only speaks to God about men, but he speaks to men about God. Exodus 32:7-42. The prophet is a man of expectation. You don't get around a gloom and doom prophet. They're just doom and doom. That's all they speak is damnation and doom. But a prophet has, he will produce faith and hope. Even if it sounds negative, there'll always be faith and hope in it. Restoration. Daniel, that's why God told us to do what we're doing out here with our restoration clinic. He brings us back to God. And he brings God back to us. See, that's why it's important that the prophets speak today. That's why they're important that God raises them up. That's why we need intercession more and more every day for the prophets' ministry. We have a church here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Lynn and Mac Hammond, they're coming together once a week just to pray for the prophets of the land, that they'll come forth and that they'll break out what God wants them to do by intercession. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. A prophet should be a man of meekness and humility, never conveying the impression of infallibility. He is willing to have his ministry in life as well as the operations of the gifts evaluated and judged. And that's 1 Thessalonians 5:19-22. He says, well, why are you writing the scriptures? Because we must base this on the scriptures. Can you say amen? Okay, now that we did a little overview of what we talked about Friday night, go over to 1 Corinthians 12. Most of you are familiar with this scripture. You know that I am, because my Bible is just all messed up because I've been doing a lot of teaching, speaking to the body of Christ about certain things. 1 Corinthians 11, let's start with the 28th verse. But let a man examine his neighbor.
No.
No, it says, but let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That word discern in the Greek means D-I-A-K-R-I-N-O, and that is translated into English that I can understand means part. Part. Separate to a holy purpose. Come to a decision of the part in the body of Christ. Now, you can receive healing by discerning the healing portion of the body of Christ, healing Jesus, when he was hung on the cross. But what we're talking about is in the 12th chapter that we are to discern the parts that God sets in the church. For this cause, many are weak, and this will explain to you why many churches are weak spiritually and sickly, and many die. There's many dead churches because they do not discern the part of the gifts of the Spirit and the parts of the different gift ministries that God has set in the church. We brought this out last Sunday morning. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. See, we need to judge ourselves. The church needs to judge themselves concerning the spiritual gifts that God put in the body of Christ. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in the light of that, it'll explain this more to you. We got more tapes on that, you get more understanding on that. That we need to discern spiritual things in the body of Christ. And the prophet's ministry is a spiritual thing. All the gift ministries are. Now, I'm not taking away the importance of the pastor, the importance of the evangelist, or the apostle, or the teacher. But the subject of this teaching is the prophet's ministry. What is their character? What are the fruits of their ministry? Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you stupid or ignorant or misinformed. I've heard other teachers say, and I've said it in the past, now concerning the Holy Ghost. But that isn't all true. It is talking about the Holy Ghost, but he's talking about spiritual things, spiritual gifts, and that gifts was added in by the interpreters, the King James Version, when they interpret, they put gives there, but actually that is not in the original. It says, now concerning spiritual, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Then it goes down to the fourth verse and it says, now there are differences of gifts, plural. Now that is in the original Greek there, and that means the gifts of the Spirit and the gift ministries that God has set in the church. Now there are differences of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of ministrations, but it's the same Lord. Well, what ministrations means? It means services, ministries, and offices. Well, there's the ministration of the Holy Ghost, where there has the services of the gifts of the Spirit. But then on the other hand, Jesus is the Lord. And Tim brought this out so eloquently Friday night. He brought out the fact that Jesus is the prophet in the body of Christ. Can you say amen? But then he administrates to the prophets, to the different ministries, services, ministries, and offices. With that in mind, now go over to the 28th verse. And it said, and God had set some in the church, first apostles. Everybody say first apostles.
First apostles.
Secondarily, prophets.
Secondarily.
Say it. Everybody say it. Can you say it? Secondarily, prophets. Then it goes, thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healing. Then helps. I want to preach on helps there too. But not today. Praise the Lord. And God had set some in the church, first apostles and second prophets of God. You see, that's the reason why the church is weak today, is because they do not discern or hear what the prophets of God are saying to the body of Christ. We was, how many were at the camp meeting this last year, Brother Hagin's camp meeting? And if you remember some of the things that Brother Hagin has said by the Spirit of God when Jesus appeared to him and told him about don't bring the brass into the temple, but bring the gold into the temple, and how they were bringing the brass and so forth like that. And you know, it went all across the land. It went all across the land. It's amazing how things get out and get twisted around. It got across the land that Brother Hagin said that it's gotten back across the land that it's a sin to clap in services. Now, that ain't as far as from the truth of what he said. What he was saying, there's a time to clap, and then there's a time not to do anything. Just be still and know that it's God, especially when the prophets minister or when the glory comes in. There's a time to be hilarious. There's a time to clap with the beat. Are you listening to it? Then there's another time. So that's what he was telling them to discern. Those different anointings that come into the church, and especially in the prophet's ministry, when he's getting ready to prophesy that, you know, somebody will either start going in the Spirit. I'm not talking about just the gift of prophecy. I'm talking about when a prophet goes into the Spirit. Well, that ain't the time to clap. And it got all across the place. And a pastor told me, well, I was over Sweden. I was over in New York. I was all different. People said, well, I heard what Brother Hagin says, and I don't believe in it, and I just flat don't believe what he said is of God. I said, well, one thing, you misunderstood what he says. You're not getting the full information of what the man said, because just by what you told me. I wasn't there Monday night, but I got the tape and listened to it, and I was there the other night, and I heard in my spirit what he was saying by the Spirit of God. I heard what he said. Then, on the other hand, I said, you're in error, because let's look at it this way. He says, well, there's one guy says, I don't care. Well, you know what he's talking about, those girls with leotards and everything else coming in and everything. He said, I disagree with that. And I said, sir, I want to ask you a question. I said, maybe you don't agree with a man, but you ought to listen to his track record. I mean, go by the man's track record. You might disagree in some of his doctrines or whatever, but let's look at the man's track record. It's just like if a man came to me and he said, now, I have $1 million, Ed, if you'll give me $1,000, I will invest it for you, and within 30 days, I'll make you $10,000. And I know the man for his 50 years of investment that he made, he's hit it every time. I would listen, I'd give him $1,000, and he'll make me $10,000. See, look at the fruit. You might not like what they say, but look at the fruit. Because of his and his past record of Brother Hagin as a prophet of God, he's hit it right on. And if he says that Jesus appeared to him and talked to him early in the morning for several hours, I would hear and listen and do what the man of God says. That is discerning the prophet that God put in the body of Christ. He's not the only prophet, but he is, I'd call, a four-star general in the body of Christ. There are different levels of prophets, and it's in the area of progression. As you mature, as you grow, surely God ain't going to put a strong anointing on a little man that just got saved. He could have the calling of a prophet, but that don't mean he's going to flow under that heavy anointing, because he's got to build character and he has to grow, and he has to grow up just like the rest of us. Can you say amen? Are you getting something out of this? You see. Now, you know, I was in there praying to God this morning. I said, God, this is stuff. This is something that you teach in a Bible school. Why are you having me preach it to our church? He says, just hush. Quit trying to figure it out in your head and obey me. You see? And I'm going to tell you, the Bible says if you listen to the prophets, you'll prosper. Now, the ones that won't listen to what he said, they're going to have to pay a horrible price to go ahead and do the opposite of what he said by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost and by God. These are things to do, and these are things not to do. Now, we need to make these corrections. You see, right then, when they say, no, I won't do that, because that's against of what I've been preaching, or that's... You know, we all could be wrong. Why is it that we don't want to be corrected? I'm open to be corrected as a... Not from every little Tom, Dick, and Harry. Are you listening to me? But I'm to be corrected from my elders. There's so much rebellion in the body of Christ today. Huh? See, what happened when they said, well, we're not going to do what he said. So what you're telling me, I said, first of all, you was misinformed of everything he said. But I'll tell you the gist of it, what he said. And I went out, he said, well, I disagree with that. I said, well, fine. You know, actually, and the Lord just revealed this to me this morning, what he's saying there, he says, well, I'm not discerning the prophet's part that was said in the body of Christ. And you know what happened to him? He'll become weak spiritually. He'll become sickly in his ministry and could die prematurely. Or his church could die because he didn't heed the words of what the four-star general has said. Look at the man's record. You can go by the man's record. Can't you? I mean, he's been right on. Now, he's a man. He can make mistakes. It needs to be judged and so on. Just like Thursday night when he got up, and then I said some things by the Spirit, and I went back and sat down. I sat down, and he got up, and he said, well, now, he judged that, and he explained what he was doing. So when people say, well, I don't believe what he said by the unction of the Holy Ghost, not that you believe in a man, but what about the mantle of the prophet that God set in the church? See, he's not discerning it. And really what that is rebellion. Because we don't want to make the little corrections. We don't want to do it. Bless God, that proves that I've been wrong all this time. And I don't want them to get up in front of my congregation and say that I'm wrong. Well, see, that's wrong. And people that have known me through the years, and they know that I've made a mistake or I preached something that wasn't really right on the Word of God. I'll get up in front of my congregation, big deal, and just say, I blew it in that one part. I've done that through the years. I have in front of my congregation in Los Angeles, and I'll do it here. If I make a mistake, I blew it. I went over there and started that project and spent all kinds of money, and I spent your money. I blew it. Some of them get, bless God, and get up and walk out and get mad like they never blew it before. I gave you my money. Oh, your money. Oh, now we're finding out the source of it. It ain't your money. It's God's tithes. I'm the one that has to stand before God with God's tithes and offerings, not you. Take that, devil. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Give Jesus a hand clap. Praise the Lord. So, are you listening to me? And of course, in the prophet's ministry, as it says in the 12th chapter, there's different operations, there's different administrations, and there's different manifestations. There's different types of prophets, and they all have different personalities, how they act. And sometimes they just flat act strangely sometimes. They do. You know, you'd be sitting there talking to them, and it sounds like they didn't even hear a word you said. They'll be standing there, and they'd go off into the Spirit, and God's telling them something about you, helping you. Not to go bug hunting. I travel all over the United States, and the guy says, now, you know, we ask you, if you see anything wrong, be sure to tell me. And I said, well, I didn't come to go bug hunting. Are you listening to me? Or any other prophet of God? You understand what I'm saying? For instance, go over to, let me show you this out of the Word of God concerning a prophet's ministry. In Luke 11, go over to Luke 11:33. Well, maybe we'll start with 32nd verse. Luke 11, everybody say Luke 11. Yes. Now, I saw something here the other day. It was brought to my attention from my wife, and she got it from somebody else. And I know that you'll be blessed by it, but it'll go right along in line what I've been saying here about the prophet's ministry. The man of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of who?
Jonah.
And look, a greater than Jonah is here. And now notice the 33rd verse. No man, when he had lighted a candle, put it in a secret place, neither under a bushel or bush, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. Now notice this. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thy eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thy eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Now, truth is always parallel. Everybody say that. Truth is always parallel. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If the whole body, now you can, truth is parallel, we can talk about the body of Christ, because that is the subject that we read out of 1 Corinthians 12. He's talking about the body of Christ. If the whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light. And as when the bright shining of the candle did give the light. Now here's an interesting thing. When I was talking about Brother Hagin and what he said, that the prophet was, he is the seer. And what he was doing, he was bringing light to the body of Christ. Can you see that? So when we discern the prophet's ministry, that God, and heed to what they say, true prophets. That's why God is telling us to raise up the school of the prophets. That how are the prophets going to develop? When the light of the body of Christ don't even recognize him. They can't even recognize this as a prophet in the midst of them. And if they don't recognize it, how is that person going to recognize it? And how are they going to be developed? How are they going to be taught? How are they going to learn how to submit to that anointing? When most of the body of Christ says, oh, you know, well, don't even recognize that ministry in most full gospel churches. Say full gospel. No, say full gospel. That means the whole gospel. You see? They're supposed to know the whole thing, but they don't. They don't recognize. Matter of fact, in most of the meetings, they don't even recognize the prophet's anointing. It was here Friday night.
Oh, sure was.
It was here Friday night. And most people, well, you know, I had one guy over in Sweden get up and say, well, that was kind of a low spirit. I looked at him. You know, he said, we want to have it up more upbeat. He didn't realize the prophet was, there was a prophet anointing in that auditorium. There were several thousands of people. God was dealing and ministering and deposited something in that church, bringing light. Because what does a prophet do? He speaks for God. And that brings light into the body of Christ. So if the prophets are not saying anything and they're suppressed and they're not the right people around them, how? Remember when Patsy Beerman, you ought to get that tape. We got it in the back when she came to our prayer time and taught about the prophet's ministry. If the prophets are depressed and they are down and there's nobody around them praying for them, how are they going to speak the things of God? Huh? Especially when you don't even discern it. When he says, well, what he said over there ain't right and everything else. Honey, you just better discern what the Spirit of God was saying through the prophet of God, and you shall prosper from that. Can you say amen? See, that's why we need to judge ourselves, our attitude towards the prophet's ministry. And all the fivefold men, don't misunderstand me, all of them, we need to discern. We need to discern the ministry of health. And we highly have learned the last 10 years, praise God for Faith Christian Fellowship and Buddy Harrison and all these men that got a hold of that. There was no teaching whatsoever. If he was just an usher, he was just an usher. I mean, that was just, you know. But now we found out that that was set in the church, that these ministry of helps. And it goes into the music department. It goes in all different areas. And now we're coming in, the Lord's been giving me some light that we got the helpers in the flesh. But then God's going to reveal to us more of the helpers in the spirit. I understand somebody told me that Brother Hagin's been seeing angels all over the auditorium over there when he's been teaching on prayer. He said, there's an angel over there. See, what's happening is we're starting now, the prophets are going to start talking about the angels. And you remember I prophesied that up there in Bartlesville by the Spirit of God. Now we're going to start having more revelation of the angels and how to release them. Are you getting something out of this? You see, this has never been taught much. Because it sounds like you're bringing attention to yourself or whatever. But God said it's time. And I'm going to be saying some things on it. Because the body of Christ, and that's why we're going to have the School of Prophets next fall, I believe. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I'm going to do it anyway. Glory to God. Why? Because you just got to be taught. There's only some. The only way they'll enhance their prophet anointing is by association. And being around that anointing. Can you say amen? Now, I don't want the prophets of the land to miss what Elisha didn't miss. Those other 50 prophets missed this next wave of God. That wave that was coming, the double portion anointing was coming, but Elisha was right in the right position. And that's what we do, a position school of the prophets, where you'll be in the right position that you'll be able to go with this next wave. Well, before, you know, well, they had a school of prophets. You've heard a little school of the prophets over here up on the side of a hill. You know, everybody's got beards. No, you got that mistaken for a monk's place. A monastery, you know, or a graveyard or something. Can you say amen? You getting something out of this? I tell you, there's stuff here that I never knew until just the last few days. But see, they bring light. They bring light. They speak for God. Praise God that because of intercession, because of things that Brother Hagin decided to stay this year and didn't go home to be with the Lord, and there's a fresh anointing on him, and he's starting to say some things by the Spirit of God to bring light to the body of Christ. But if the body don't discern his prophet's ministry and don't listen, they'll dry up, they'll shrivel up, they'll die. Because they don't discern that part in the body of Christ that God set in the church. That brought light. Well, I knew some of those things that they were doing was of the flesh. I knew it in my spirit. I've been saying it for the last 2 years. Just some of the things that he said, I knew by the Spirit. Some would listen and some wouldn't. So then God just, you know, he'd get a 4-star general up there. They'd say some things. And let me tell you, if they're not going to believe that, they ain't going to believe anything. They're just going to do their own thing, and they'll miss this whole next way. They'll miss the whole thing. The glory won't move in their sanctuaries. Because God wants the gold. He wants the pure. He wants the pure worship. Can you say amen? That's why Nancy gets up here, and that's why she gets up there. And she don't want you to be entertained. She wants you to get involved. She wants you to worship God. Trouble with this city is that everybody does everything for you. They do all your studying for you, do all your teaching for you, do all the function of the gifts of the Spirit for you, and you just come and sit and get filled and go back out and come in back here. You ain't going to do that here, honey. If I have to get a jack to jack up your hands to praise God, I'm going to do it. Glory to God. This place is going to be so electrifying when you walk in. What'd you do? Amen. Now keep them up there for a while. Glory to God. To keep you out of trouble. Praise the Lord. Can you say amen? I tell you, this is good stuff. Glory be to God. You see, a lot of times when we have a lot of ministers in here, I let them get involved because I discern their anointing on their life. You got something from the Spirit. It'll benefit the whole body of Christ and bless the body of Christ. Can you see that? Now, I told you, there'll be a day when you won't be able to show up here at 10 a.m. and get a seat. Amen. So they bring light. Well, that was some light that he brought last July and some of the things he said. I just about got every prophecy that I can get a hold of. I heard the other night that Brother Hagin was over in Little Rock somewhere and he was in the back room or got back to the room and started prophesying. I don't know how long he prophesied. I said, oh, God, did they have a tape recorder in there? To hear, because the prophets can even speak behind the scene. Not in front of people, but behind the scene. And say things to change things in the spirit. Can you say amen? So they bring light. Now remember, truth is parallel. The prophet is the seer. So we could say, maybe a lot of people say, well, that's the eye of the body of Christ. And what they see, then they tell the body of Christ of what they're seeing. Well, the Bible says that you prosper by obeying the prophets. Can you say amen? Go over to Amos, if you would, with me. Amos. Remember Amos and Andy on TV years ago? That's before a lot of you guys' time, but I didn't forget it. Glory to God. Here's a prophet of God here. In Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Well, let's just start with the first verse. It's good all the way down there. Hear this word that the Lord had spoken against you. Oh, my. O children of Israel, and against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Now, this he's speaking. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Let me read that again to you. Can two walk together except they be agreed? See, that's why we have our grown-up spiritual class or our membership class, whatever you want to call it, is because we want you to agree. If you're going to hook up here and be a part of what we're doing, and what we're going to be doing in the next few years before Jesus comes, is that you must walk together and agree in what we're doing. Some people might not agree with the music. They might not agree. Well, if you don't agree what we're doing, or you don't agree with the vision, there's no use in walking together. Go somewhere where you can walk. Can you say amen? That's why it's very important. That's why it's important a staff to agree around that they've been called. The ministry of helps. John, he's a minister of the gospel. Joe Morris is a minister of the gospel. Daryl Pledger is a minister of the gospel. And I recognize their anointing. But on the other hand, they've got to agree. And I mean, if you're going to be called with a man, you have to agree what he's doing. You know what I'm talking about? The ministry agree what he's doing. You might not agree the way he parts his hair, but you can agree what he's doing. You understand what I'm saying? See, for what? For they can walk together. For we can walk together and accomplish. In a prophet's ministry, if you have any people around you that are agreeing, that's why it's so important what Patsy was saying in that tape then when she taught our prayer group that time. We need for her to come back and teach that again. It's very important that the people around you agree what you're doing because it can grieve the prophet's mantle. Are you listening to me? Now, they're not God, but it's a different anointing. That's why it's important that we have the right music for us to enhance the mantle of a prophet. You can come in this building and you can sense there's something strong. It's just like, it's just strong. I can walk in here in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, or in the middle of the day, and that anointing's here. It's hovering here. And we don't want to do anything for that to go. Are you listening to me? So that's why Nancy must pray. So don't get upset at Nancy if you have an instrument that you play. You just pray with her that we all be put together and all put in the right position. You understand what we're saying? That's why she's just a little slow. Because when we first started, we kind of jumped the gun and some people weren't supposed to be here. You know, and that's no put down to them. They just wouldn't. They wouldn't flow in the way that the Spirit of God wanted to go. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why it's very, very important that you agree. I'm believing that you've got that, what the Lord's trying to say. Can two walk together? The answer is, except they agreed. If they don't agree, then they can't walk together. A man and a wife sure can't walk together if they don't agree. They can disagree for a while, but after a while, if you don't walk together, you're going to end up in a divorce. That's why a lot of ministers and their wives or the husband leave the wife if one is spiritual and the other. Or are they walking and they don't both grow together with the other one? That's what happens a lot of time. One will get so far out here and then before you know it, this one will be drawn more into the world. And finally they say, adios, buddy, I got somebody else and it'll take me out and get me some cocktails and do a little jig, you know, and dance during the week. I said, it's all right to go to church as long as you don't get too heavy. Well, that didn't go over very big, did it? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That's the truth. That's why you young people that are man and woman, girls and boys, that it's very important that you get somebody that you can agree with. Just don't go by the outward appearance, go by the inward appearance. Me and my wife just about agree on everything except air conditioners. But that ain't a grounds for divorce, I'll tell you that right
now. No, not really.
I mean, she likes air conditioners, and I was raised out in California. We just don't have them. And I'd be freezing. I go there. You'd be surprised how much we use the thermostat. I walk in, and she went, boy, it's hotter, and turn it down. And I'll be walking around. She'll come back, and we almost get laughing. It's so funny. Just like you are. Glory to God. Can you say amen? Will a lion roar in the forest when he had no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he had taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth when no gin is for him? Shall no one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blowing in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in the city and the Lord had not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveal it to his secret unto the servants, the prophets. Let's read that together. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his servants unto his servants, the prophets. Secrets. Say secrets.
Secrets.
There's some secrets that you can't say yet. You see, when the Lord reveals it to the prophet, what is about to happen, then that's why he can't just give it to baby prophets. There's little baby prophets that are being incubated and getting ready and getting trained. They have to be trained. That's why it's good to work around other ministries for a while. Somebody's more matured under that anointing. Through the years, I've had so many young men around me and they just leave too early. I knew they'd do it and they got out there and got messed up. Now you see what I mean by the light coming to the body of Christ unless the Lord reveals it to the prophets. He won't do nothing unless he reveals it to his prophets. I want you to know there's more prophets than you think that are on this land. They're all over. They're in this city. There's prophets over cities. There's prophets over nations. They're all over the place. And that's why we need to pray the prophets to come forth. The prophets are coming. This will be the hour of the apostle and the prophets, my brother and sister. In the last 20 years, it's been the hour of the teacher. And then the pastor. Of course, that's all you heard for a while, is the pastor and evangelist. You remember? Oh, this is our evangelist. This is our evangelist. Anybody that come, people that would do singing, they said, now this is our evangelist. The evangelist and the pastor is the only one you knew about. And then the last 20 years, here comes the teacher. For years, but they said, now, Brother Hagin, you know, we want you to get up and preach, you know, and you see, then he'd start teaching. He was actually before his time. He was planting seed to get ready for the teaching revival. You see, that's why the prophets are starting to come. That's why God's revealing to me, and I'm believing that Brother Hagin and other men of God will start doing the same. There's some that are starting to teach more on the prophets' ministry. Brother Hagin would get up and teach. And he had a bigger congregation when he taught than when he preached. Because why? That was starting to roll. Then teachers started to come up. We got some of the greatest. One is right over here in Tulsa. You know, my precious brother, Bob Yanian, one of the finest teachers around. He gets up and he says, Ed, that anointing. One time in the back, I came out of a service and praying for the sick in this church. And he says, my, that anointing that comes on you like that. He says, I wish I had that anointing. I said, yeah, I wish I had that anointing the way you teach too. Because he says when he gets out there, that anointing hits him just like it hits me. And now he's gone. I mean, he opens that Bible and bam, 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 greet this, bam, bam, come by. I'm sitting there, what do you say? You understand what I'm talking about? See, so we recognize that. See, don't go to every church and say, well, they don't teach like Bob Yanian, so they must not know. That's different administrations, different operations. It has a different mantle altogether. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, there's ability of teaching somewhat into my ministry, but that isn't primarily my ministry as a teacher. There's a higher office. Now, I can pastor, but yet there's a higher office that makes a demand on me. You know what I mean by higher office? That makes a demand, not that we're better than a pastor. But yet, on the other hand, it says, first he sat in the church, first apostles, secondly, why? Because that is the importance of them. That's the importance of them. Because if the prophets and the apostles don't lay the foundation and Jesus the chief cornerstone, then you won't even have a church for the teacher or for the evangelist or for the pastor. Can you say amen? That's why when we dedicated this building, that's why I had the apostle, I had the prophet, and I had a Holy Ghost tongue-talking, preaching, teaching pastor.
This is the end of side number one. Please turn the tape over to side number two for the continuation of this message.